Thank you.
I suppose my question is following up on what Greg just talked about, which is, how do you deal with suicide and the feeling? Well, there's kind of two questions there. There's one, how do you deal with a friend who has committed suicide and perhaps despair and the grief that comes with that? And then how do you deal with your own feelings of, or helping another friend who has feelings of seeking annihilation, wanting to kill themselves, etc.?
Again, these are really tough emotions to deal with. So that those are very real questions. It's not theoretical. And sometimes we can, you know, we're looking for facile answers to things, and it's important to sort of really be willing to look closely at, you know, well, what are my feelings and what is, because oftentimes, especially with suicide, oftentimes there's, you know, tremendous amount of guilt or remorse or a sense of what should I have done, what could I have done, I should have done, and all of those second guessing of ourselves. So that there's along with the sense of loss, because oftentimes suicide is very, very sudden, and oftentimes there, I mean, it's, you know, rarely somebody that's 85 dying in their bed to commit suicide. I mean, it's usually somebody who's younger, and so that there's many more, say, complicated feelings around that sense of loss, so I think one of the things is being willing to acknowledge one's own feeling of gosh, I feel inadequate in the sense of this loss, because it's okay to feel that. But then also, I think one of the things that opens up the more one is able to acknowledge that kind of pain or that sense of loss or that sense of you know, confusion or that may be there, that there's a lot more space for compassion. And that's, I think that is the big sort of, in terms, if we're looking for, well, what needs to be cultivated, or what can I rely on? Then that sense of compassion is really important, in that generating a sense of understanding that universal response to suffering. Compassion is a skillful or a beautiful response to the suffering of the world, and that wanting to alleviate and being attentive to how to alleviate suffering and how to respond to suffering skillfully, because oftentimes we, you know, either dismiss it or diminish it or push it away because it's uncomfortable to suffer. But it's also important to recognize that on a certain level, the word compassion is not quite a Buddhist word, in the sense that, because compassion literally means to suffer with. And you're not trying to just suffer with somebody or something or some situation. You're trying to hold it in the light of recognition of the way beyond suffering as well. And so that's an important perspective because sometimes the English language doesn't quite hit the mark with the emotional response that Buddhism is pointing towards. So certainly that empathy of being able to feel the suffering of oneself and others, and then to be looking for a wise, skillful response to that, and that doesn't just diminish or dismiss or gloss over, but is also looking to how to rise above it in a way that is skillful and supportive of somebody who is suffering. Because oftentimes we don't attend to, say, the suffering of ourselves and others because we're afraid of it. And to be willing to step beyond that fear, not by being macho, but by be willing to feel. So that response to suffering, response to suicide, you know, one wants to be as empathetic and understanding as possible, but also trying to find a place of clarity and stillness that can be present with that suffering. That's what comes to mind, anyway.